One thing those migrants under attack and the South Africans attacking them might actually agree on is music. Congolese soukous, township jive, also hip-hop. Hip-hop still has tons of fans around the globe, including Southern Africa, but no doubt the hip-hop scene is not the same everywhere you go. That's one of the things you learn if you check out a new documentary about hip-hop. It's called Shake the Dust, and it explores the many ways hip-hop shapes the lives of young people, everywhere from Uganda to Yemen, from Colombia to Cambodia. Adam Schoberg is the film's director. I asked him to describe how different hip-hop really is outside the U.S.
Very different. The hip-hop scene in a lot of these places outside of the United States, I would say, is a lot more pure to hip-hop's original roots in the Bronx. In the United States, as with many other things, it got very commercialized. There's a lot of politics. There's a lot of money to be made, and that can complicate things. It certainly hasn't fully corrupted it. I think hip-hop is actually having another golden age, arguably, right now. But in Yemen, in Kampala, in Colombia, they are experiencing a very pure grassroots movement that's building from the ground up and isn't driven by bottom line, at least yet.
So Shake the Dust is very heavy on b-boy culture and dance. I'm just wondering what moves that we see in the movie do you think b-boys here in the States are going to bite?
Most of the moves that are in Shake the Dust are very similar, at least in theory, to the dance moves that some of the original guys that started this movement. Of course, in every place, there's stylistic variations. You've got Top Rock and the typical footwork kind of basic moves, the basic freezes like the baby freeze, and then you've got flares and power moves. And all of those things are moves that you would see here in the United States, but every location around the world has their own kind of take on it, their own style, and their own strength. For example, in Cambodia, those guys that are in Shake the Dust are incredibly talented at power moves and head spins. In Kampala, it's footwork and just personal dance style that is really compelling. So, yeah, it's different everywhere you go.
And how do they do it on the street or sidewalk? Do they pop out a piece of cardboard and go to work? Or is it, do they have really resilient heads?
Well, it depends. I mean, in the film, I had some people come up to me. We had a screening last night. I had some people come up to me, and they were just like, I couldn't believe the surfaces that these guys were dancing on, the rocks and the dust. It kind of goes back to the early days of breakdancing where you'd pull out a piece of cardboard, or they knew a shop where they could buy a piece of kind of linoleum that they could put down. They all had, depending on their resources, various ways of putting, surfaces down that were easier to dance on. Mm. We shot out in this tiny village in Kampala called a Acholi Quarter, where it's mostly Acholi Ugandans that are living in very, very rural conditions. And we brought a big mat out and through this village. There's cows wandering around everywhere, and laid the mat out in a field, and probably had 150 children from the village come and gather around, and threw a big, big party, a cypher right there in the village.
You said you learned a lot making this documentary. What do you think is the most important thing to share with Americans when it comes to b-boy culture and hip-hop around the globe?
The most important thing. Wow. I think what I would want to say to people around the globe, because there are a lot of people that aren't familiar with hip hop, is that it is a misunderstood culture sometimes. One of the things I learned, and one of the things that I try to convey to people, and one of the reasons I talk about hip hop so much, socially, is because I want people to see how beautiful it is, how complex it is. I mean, you can take the lyrics of a hip hop song, and there's always so much meaning embedded in it, so many metaphors and similes and playing on words and talking about history and calling out that other rap artist or that DJ, or calling out back to the day when this particular neighborhood was the place that the person lived in. There's so much embedded in these songs and in this culture, and it's no surprise to me that kids around the world, adults and cultures of all over the place have connected with it because it is so rich.
Adam Schoberg directs a new documentary, Shake the Dust. And to see just what those b-boys in Uganda are dancing on, we've posted a trailer for the film at PRI.org.